Now, 9 day-night county championship matches started today in a bid to help England's players to adapt to the conditions ahead of their first floodlit test match against the West Indies in August. The players using pink balls with black seams, and the ECB is hoping the new format becomes a regular feature of the English domestic calendar. Lancashire, who are currently second in the table, are playing bottom of the table Warwickshire at Edgbaston, and it was all going a bit wrong, actually. At one stage, they were 55-4, but they've recovered, and they are now 172-5 with Shiv Chanderpaul on 62 not out. Some of the other players, Josh Butler only made 2 before he was LBW. Haseem Hameed was 17 as well before he was caught by Ian Bell. So a bit of a mixed start, but they have recovered. I'm delighted to say that joining me on the line now is the former Lancashire and England wicketkeeper, Warren Heck. How are you doing, Warren?
Evening, Paul. How are you doing, mate?
Not bad, thank you. Good to speak to you.
And you.
First of all, what do you think of this as an idea, having these day-night championship matches? I understand why they're doing it from a test point of view. Is this something that you're keen to see in the county championship?
Well, I think it shows the ECB are looking at the longer format of the game and trying to get a new generation of people involved in it and getting bums on seats, so to speak, and watching the 4-day game. Quite interesting that everyone's having a little bit of a do at it, and playing with pink balls is certainly going to throw up some challenges, as it's shown with the games that have started today.
Yeah, do you think it will benefit the batsman or the bowler more?
You know, from my experience of playing with different coloured balls than the usual red or the usual white ones, they do tend to be they do tend to swing a little bit more early on, and I think it's shown in most of the games that, you know, the batsmen have found it quite tough going, and sides have knocked the first 4 or 5 over without any problem at all.
I suppose one issue with this in this country is it doesn't go dark till really quite late. You know, in other countries it does seem to work quite well. Could that be a little bit of a problem with this?
It could be a problem, yeah. Like you say, you know, you're still playing at 9:30 in natural light these days, and then the floodlights will come on, and I think again it'll sway towards the bowler playing under floodlights with a plink ball. I think you'll see wickets fall early in the day. Then a bit of a riposte, as you've seen in the Lancashire innings, and then late on when the lights do take effect and a bit of dew comes down, usually the case that the ball starts doing funny things again.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about Lancashire, because I know you're still involved with the club, and they've been on a really good run of form, haven't you? It's been an encouraging start so far.
Very, very much so. You know, the new bosses in Glen Chapel and Mark Chilton who've taken over from Ashley Giles did a wonderful job. Really, they prepared the team. You know, at short notice, really, when they were appointed, and I think they've recruited superbly well. With McLaren and Villas and Chanderpaul coming in to strengthen a young Lancashire team. So, you know, in the 4-day competition, we're in the second in the league with some great performances. And you know what, looking forward to a really, really strong T20 series as well coming up next month.
Yeah, in terms of the county championship, I know you don't want to get carried away, but, I mean, do you think they can go on and lift the title?
Well, do you know what? I think that the thoughts were that the start of the year, if a team doesn't get relegated, they're going to be challenging for that top 2, top 3, even the top 1 spot. So I think Glenn will be really excited about his team coming into a good run of form at the moment. And if he can win this game, you know, we'll be right up there in challenging for a top spot, hopefully.
And where do you sit on the whole T20 thing? You just mentioned it there. You know, people do like to watch the T20. But now we've got the kind of added dynamic of the city-based franchises coming through. How will that affect Lancashire, Warren?
Well, I think, Paul, we're going to cross that bridge when it comes to it. It's not till 2020 that comes into effect. And, you know, Lancashire will be concentrating on their development in that side of the game. 2020 dynamic, it's loud, it's exciting, it's brash. And I think it's the growing part of the game. So, you know, we're really excited about our Lancashire team at the moment, and the City franchise will come to the fore when it comes about. But yeah, an exciting concept that everyone's looking forward to. But you know, the traditions of the game are the longer format of the game. There's still plenty of skill in there and plenty of excitement as well. Let's not forget.
And of course, in international cricket, another person representing Lancashire in Liam Livingstone. Yesterday, it was unfortunate. I was watching it yesterday. I felt a bit sorry for him, to be honest with you, because he sacrificed himself, really, didn't he?
Of course he did. And 2020 cricket throws them challenges up, Paul. You know, gone are the days where you go in and you pat a few balls back and you have a look at the pace of it before you start scoring. You've got to score from ball one now. And Liam knows that. And the good thing about a successful team is that your teammates know that players have to sacrifice things. You know, that's the way he plays, Liam. It's great to see a young Lancashire cricketer again coming to the fore, representing his country. And you know what? I think he's got a lot of years ahead of him, hopefully, in the international side of the game.
There's no Brigadier Block, is there, in T20? That's for sure.
No, it's not. It's not a game for nerdlers and pokers like myself. It's a game now where people have got to clear the boundary and you know, be dynamic and score 8, 9, 10 and over from the word go.
And how exciting! I know England got knocked out of the Champions Trophy, and a lot of people thought they'd win it. But speaking generally, how exciting is this England one day setup now? It's come on leaps and bounds since the debacle of the World Cup, hasn't it?
Certainly has, and I think Andrew Strauss needs applauding for that. I think he recognised the fact that we needed to be more focused on one-day cricket in the T20 format and the longer format in the 50-over game, and he's got a real dynamic team in place there. Let's not forget as well that the longer format, again, the test side is riding high. It's a really strong side. We're really looking forward to holding the test match in August against South Africa, where you know, England love coming to Manchester to play. So, yeah, really excited about English cricket at the moment. And, you know, we keep our fingers crossed in all formats of the game.
And Jimmy Anderson, I should mention Jimmy, if we're talking about England. He took six wickets in the last match for Lancashire. It's great to see him still playing for Lancashire as much as he possibly can, isn't it?
Do you know what? You're absolutely spot on there. I think just having Jimmy around in the dressing room, around the players, for young players to bounce off and take the field with the greatest test bowler, you know, that England have seen, is a massive fillip, not just for those players, but for the club to have him around. So it's been wonderful to have him back in the fold and performing well for a county and a team that he loves to represent, which is Lancashire.